You're listening to ClearCast, the real estate fintech podcast from Clear Capital. This is a special mini-sode recorded live from Blueprint Vegas 2025. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, welcome back to ClearCast here, still live at Blueprint 2025. Didn't mean for that to rhyme, but here we are.
Impressive.
We've been doing continuing our mini-sodes, and I'm very honored to have with me Martin Kelly, the president of Blueprint. I don't know how I snagged you here, but welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. Also, I love being part of a mini-sode. I'm going to steal that. What a cool term. Is that a thing? It's the first time I've ever heard that. How's that possible?
That's kind of what we call them when we're live on site, you know, because we don't have time to do a whole big production. So we try to grab people in the moment.
I love it.
What's happening.
Exactly. Well, now I feel privileged to come here. I'm very happy to be here with you, Keenan, who I've obviously known for a while. So it's great to be on here.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is fun. This is one of my favorite events. Here, you know, this year, and I've been. This is our sixth year, you know, attending it. Is that right? Have you done it?
This is our fifth year, so next year will be sixth year.
All right. Well, I'm ready for next year too. Then I've got a head start on it. But yeah, I mean, you know, president of Blueprint. What does that mean? How did you get, you know, into this? Give us a little bit of a quick context of who you are and how you got here.
So. Yeah, president of Blueprint, and Blueprint, we are most famous for our event, which we're at right now, which is essentially shaping the future of the built world, is kind of how we define it, which is a little different to other events, which are maybe sector specific. And it gives us a little bit of an edge because we have very good relationships with the venture community, the founder community, as well as the owners, operators, developers across all asset classes. So we're just a bit of a different type of an event. Mm. And people who come in know that. They kind of meet different people, experience different things, and hopefully benefit from the mix. So we're very well known for our event. And then we also have a newsletter that we put out to kind of keep people abreast of what's going on. So we definitely have a role in just shaping, okay, what are the new ideas coming through that you should be aware of? So we take that kind of that very seriously. And then we can kind of get onto that. But we also are becoming a more well-rounded media business, actually. And so we did just reveal and launch a new brand, which is Insights by Blueprint. Yeah. So we're working with that with Brad Hargreaves of Thesis Driven Fame. Nice. And we've hired a few journalists. So Nick Pipitone. And then Craig Rowe from the Inman side.
Okay.
So they are all working on very on deep dives into pieces around operational intelligence, essentially.
Yeah.
I really would love to get stuck into that, but that's just launched that this week. So essentially, those are kind of the components of what Blueprint is, and my role is to kind of steer us in the right direction.
Well, you mentioned Inman, and I mean that's kind of the big news from last year to this year, because at this time last year, you were very close to announcing the acquisition by Inman.
That's right.
So, you know, how's that gone over the past year?
Yeah, that's it. That's the thing. We have now been acquired for nearly a year. So it happened just after the show. They came to the show. They obviously liked what they saw, so they acquired us. And so the core team stayed on to basically make sure that we are successful. And Inman is actually backed by Beringer Capital, which owns a number of other media properties like Benzinga. So they really know what they're doing in the media space in terms of these businesses. And for us, that's where the advantage of joining someone like Inman and Beringer Capital is that they have a lot of expertise in building publishing businesses, building other entities that we could benefit from for our event. Mm-hmm. And for them, they are most well known in the brokerage space, obviously, and really are the kind of leading player in that. But the rest of the built world, they're not really active there. So Blueprint is an ability to go into other areas because we have a broad focus. And then they can use their expertise, like we're doing with Insights by Blueprint, to launch other products in those areas. And what is exciting for them and for us, particularly when we're launching something like Insights, is that we feel there is a need in the market, particularly in the world of AI, where there's like superficial information around all these topics.
Yeah.
But is there really this ability to go deep? And we're kind of in this lucky situation where we know the event community really well. We know the founders really well. Mm-hmm. We know what's being tried. And then we also have the relationships of all the owners, operators. And this is and this initiative is really focused around them. So that has enabled us to go very deep. And we just don't think that there really is that content out there. And that's what we're trying to fill that gap.
Well, that's, I mean, that's a great point because, you know, when it comes to content, I mean, I think the unique mix of folks that are here, right, the innovators, the founders, the investors, the potential customers and users, you know, all together, you know, creates a that sort of je ne sais quoi.
Yes. You know,
that special.
Oh, sort fancy. Of
Thank you. Thank you so much. Right. But but that's that kind of push and pull, if you will.
Yes.
Makes it super interesting. So, I mean, I guess when you've been obviously seeing the sessions and who's here and what's going on, what are some of the themes in the content here this year that kind of stand out, you know, to you?
Yeah, well, it's been a personal mission to try and secure Eric Wu as a speaker who founded Open Door. And the timing of them speaking is obviously extremely relevant in that they were 50 cents and now they're 10 bucks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that have happened in the last few weeks. And so to have him speak on the main stage is somewhat of a coup for us. So we were very happy on that. And there's also... the vision stage that we put together, we have a number of developers. I live in Cobble Hill in Brooklyn and walk through Gowanus. So Sam Charney is developing that Gowanus Wharf project. So to have him come to Blueprint and discuss that on stage with Urban Mix is kind of what we're all about, because Sam is a developer and Sharon, he's actually hosted in his office.
Yeah.
And they have been rolling out technology, you know, through Charney companies. And it's just really exciting how they're working together. And Sam does a lot of really cool kind of partnerships with Threes Brewing and artists. And has just thought differently about real estate. And that's why he's kind of a good blueprint person. People thinking differently about how you make projects. And another person we had is Minna Song, who actually turned up halfway through her session. Her flight was delayed and she ran.
Gosh.
Brad Hargreaves was having an interview with Roman, the founder of Casa, which is a fantastic... SDR and hotel offering.
Yeah.
And they actually we had to pull out a chair midway through the speech, get Minna on. And it was kind of like something like out of WWE where you get like and look behind you, there's a new person. So that was kind of, it ended up actually being fun. And Roman came up and was like, you know, you should plan to do that. That's kind of what a conference should do. A little patent interrupt and the guest speaker comes on. And Minna, you know, she is a bit of a star of the moment. She just raised a $250 million Series E. She's doing great things. And I think that kind of goes back to the point, like, you know, her story is everybody, you know, is becoming more familiar with that.
Yeah.
But the example I like to take from that is that she has been working for a long time, her and other founders, but they've been working with large multifamily owners, operators, and actually working in with them, understanding the nuances, and then being able to roll out things. And now you're seeing the evolution of some of these companies where they can take what they've learned, they can now apply to other sectors. So for her, she's even going into healthcare because they've got very advanced voice recognition technologies or things that they've, pain points they've worked out.
When
they started with scheduling resident tours, now they do all types of things, but that pain point can apply to other areas. So that's, I guess, what we see as maybe a bit of a responsibility is, are we providing the sort of a conducive environment to push the built world forward? But now we're starting to see the built world influencing the rest of the world and not just be seen as a sector itself. So I think that's maybe been a little bit of a theme for this year in particular. We're starting to see some companies like Crexy, you know, like Alisa, you know, like Casa, who are starting to really break through, and that's really good for the industry as a whole. And
speaking of built world, I mean, we've gone from built world to built AI, meaning robots, are here.
Yes.
I mean, that's been, I just can't help but talk about like some of the hardware, yes, right, that's shown up here. I mean, there's like four or five different types of robots roaming around. And
if you're a dog person, yeah, we've got, yeah, robot dogs. if you're more of a human to human person, we've got a humanoid robot called Donna. So Donna from Iris Technologies, named after Donna Price. I actually shook hands with Donna earlier. I was a bit scared I was going to get my arm ripped off. Luckily, it went okay, and I'm still got my two arms. My wife and kid will be happy about that in terms of me lifting stuff when I get home. It's just fun, isn't it, to have robots around. We've got a robot from Akibo with a drywall. This is the fun aspect of an event like this, is that because it's got a broad scope, we can kind of pick amazing examples of innovation from across the industry. Yeah. And yeah, that's kind of what it's exciting about building, is that we're going to see a lot of robots, and a lot of people are very passionate about it. We have a construction tech kickoff summit that focuses around robots, and that is seeing a lot of advancements. There's a lot of great companies. I really like businesses like BotBuilt and Rugged Robotics, and all these type of people are really Dusty Robotics. There's a lot of them out there, but they are very, very smart people.
Yeah.
And we're going to see that advancement happen, over the next 5 years. I'd be really interested to see how workplaces, construction sites change.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, you still have humans involved in a lot of dangerous jobs. And that's gonna change.
I love that. That saying that, like, that, what's the reason for AI is because some jobs are too dangerous, right?
AI.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so AI and robots together.
Oh yes, yeah. No.
you need to you allow to physically send AI into a place that humans maybe wouldn't do so well.
Yes, exactly. That's a true benefit, where sometimes the conversation around AI is about being scary or what have you, but sometimes there's a real need for that type of things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to be very polite to ChatGPT, and I know it. I'm sorry. I know it costs more processing power, but the other risk is that if I'm not nice to it and it takes over someday, then I just want to be treated the right way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you get your niceties in now. Right. Yeah, so you're the 10% they choose to keep around. You make the cut.
you have a personal though an accomplishment here in the past week. What is it that just happened?
Yeah, well, it's funny. I went to a part of. I'll tie this to the event as well, because reason why I'm thinking about what you just said is, I went to an event with Clelia Peters. She kindly invited myself and Emily Paquette, the CEO of Inman, to her an event she did in the Nomad Library. And it was wonderful, 100 people. And she had everybody say, what is an act of kindness that you've received? So it was very much front of mind. But in the run-up to this event, I decided to make, and launching a new media product, I decided to add myself another deadline of how to get a passport, even though you've only got 2 weeks before you go to England and you need to get back in. So, I make life fun for myself. But basically, when I was thinking about the answer to that question, I thought about, I referenced I have become a US citizen and I've gone through that process. And when you do something like that, you go into a federal building, they lock away your phone, and we're busy doing our day-to-day. It's kind of nice to have a little moment of reflection, look around and see all these human stories. There was 97 people I was with, and they came from about 60 different countries.
Wow.
And they made us all stand up when they said our country. And it was just a moment to kind of reflect and say how lucky I am to be here, be allowed to stay. And that was just a really nice human moment. I talk about technology a lot.
Right.
Sometimes it's nice to strip it all away and think, there was a little family in front of me, and they had a 5-year-old girl who had the brightest yellow, beautiful dress on. It was just a moment where I was just felt, wow, look how enthusiastic they are and the challenge they've got to come through the system. And I don't know what process they went through, but I just saw the big smiles in their face and how dressed up they were. And I was like, that's special.
That's amazing. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know how you pulled all that off at the same time as this event and all the things. That's pretty incredible. But I'm just glad to have the chance to sit down with you and catch up a bit. And thanks for being on the show.
Always a pleasure, Keenan. And thank you so much for being a regular at Blueprint. You're always here, and we get to see each other as well in some other events around the show. You know, like with the fantastic Chrissy Johnson puts a great event in Brooklyn. Always great to see you there. So always a pleasure.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
You too.